This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the grand reopening. That's what they're calling it in California, which is lifting most of its COVID-19 restrictions beginning today. But Ariad Donahue reports this doesn't mean California's letting down its guard.
The governor points out the virus is still out there.
We're not done.
To get more people vaccinated, the state is offering dream vacations and cash prizes.
10 individuals will receive $1.5 million each. Those that have been vaccinated with at least one dose are eligible.
The Dream Vacation giveaways are a way to boost California's tourism industry.
The White House says the National Mall in Washington will host the traditional fireworks ceremony on July 4th. This morning's announcement comes even as the U.S. is set to cross a grim milestone of 600,000 deaths from the coronavirus. President Biden's worked out a breakthrough deal with the Europeans over how much each government can provide in subsidies for its big aircraft maker, Boeing in the U.S. and Airbus in the European Union. But what many people have their eye on is tomorrow's meeting in Geneva between President Biden and Vladimir Putin. Our Sagar Magani's got that. And what President Biden's saying about it.
He won't necessarily trust what Putin says.
I'd verify first and then trust.
Earlier in an NBC News interview, Putin denied allegations that Moscow's conducted cyber attacks on the U.S. and meddled in elections.
Where is the evidence? Where is proof? It's becoming farcical.
The president says when they meet Wednesday in Geneva, he'll make clear there are areas where the U.S. and Russia can cooperate if Putin so chooses. If not,
we're responding kind.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dangerously hot temperatures today across the West. It could hit 115 degrees in Las Vegas. This is AP News. Southern Baptists are meeting, but there are questions. Here's our Walter Ratliff.
Southern Baptists meet amid controversy over leaked letters. Controversies over the handling of sex abuse cases and critical race theory are likely to dominate the Southern Baptist annual meeting this week. It comes amid an uproar over leaked letters from former top public policy official Russell Moore. He claims other leaders tried to slow walk efforts to address sexual abuse and intimidate those who pushed for change. He also says he was the victim of constant threats from white nationalists for his racial reconciliation work. The Southern Baptist Convention is the nation's largest Protestant denomination. It has been a powerful force in conservative politics for a generation. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Health officials are announcing a one-year ban on bringing in dogs from more than 100 countries where rabies is still a problem. The ban takes effect on July 14th, the latest from the CDC. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.